sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
At 1-800-795-9565. Looking forward, by the way, to next Tuesday night, a week from tonight. I will join all of you, my wonderful friends, in the beautiful Susquehanna Valley for an evening and a conversation. And we can close the doors and let your hair down. We can talk and have some fun. And I think it's going to be a great night. It's going to be at the Edison Hotel. Long time since I played the Edison. I can't wait. But I'm looking forward to it. Kevin will be there. In fact, I'm going to do the show from the actual Sunbury studio next Tuesday.
That'll be great. I don't actually, not great for you, because then you have to look at me, but that's a whole different problem.
I'm hoping you wear that orange shirt. I love that look on you.
You know what? Anytime you want to see it, just go to my Facebook page. You'll see it there.
Nope, that's really a snowball's chance, and you know what of that happening.
It's almost time to bring it back out, though. It's almost fall again.
I'm sure. What do you guys want to talk about out there? Baseball, football, preseason, Mike Wallace, Penn State football? I'll answer whatever questions you want. Along the way in all of this, I've done everything I can in the moving forward part of it. But I know people have wanted to come back to what's been going on, and I don't blame them, because you know what? There's a lot of fight in people, and they see something that they perceive to be unfair in all of this. And it has nothing to do with defending anything, because the full story is not out there yet. When the full story is out there, then you can render judgment. Then, if you want to be as critical can be, if you want to be as angry can be, so be it. Or if you have a different perspective on how things happened and say, oh, okay, now wait a minute, let me rethink this. You can't do that until you get the full story. There's something not quite right here. But at the moment, this is what we have to live with. And I pointed out yesterday, the sanction on Penn State, okay, you can't sit there and say it's a four-year sanction. What's really odd about this is they say it's, what, a four-year sanction, and they're saying it's a five-year probation, right?
That was the official word, yeah.
Then why does it extend 6 years? If it's a five-year probation, why did the sanctions extend 6 years?
Well, you know, that's what I was thinking about yesterday when you were talking about it. We had a caller try and explain the math to it, because it's a little confusing on how the scholarships work. But when you break it down, it does happen over 6 years.
That's what I try to explain to everybody. Again, nobody's taking the time to talk about this stuff, okay? I don't understand why nobody works at this stuff. Now, maybe it's because it personally affects me and my life. I don't know. Okay? That I've taken a lot of time to research, okay, what does this mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? Because I'm going to have to announce it and live with it. You know, that's if they want to keep me, obviously. And how can this be a five-year probation and a six-year penalty? Now, I realize the scholarship part, they're trying to ease them into it, but something has to coincide here. Dave in Sunbury, thank you for joining us at 1-800-795-9565.
How are you doing, Steve?
Good. How are you?
Well, I got two quick questions, and you know how we try to go forward, but things we keep getting shoveled backwards. Well, they want the university people in charge of the university about getting about accreditation report together.
Right, the Department of Education is here right now asking questions. Yes.
So, is that going to affect the students themselves or?
Well, I don't know, because the largest fine ever handed out by the Department of Education is $350.
Okay, well,
now they do have the ability to totally shut down funding, which would then affect every student on this campus. They do have that ability. But my sense is that's not what they want to accomplish with this. Okay, that's not what the Department of Education wants to accomplish in this, because they know that going after a university in this regard, now maybe putting some sanctions on them or a fine or whatever, but the last thing they want to do is hurt students, and the last thing they want to do is also at the same time shut down a university that's done so many good things and continues to do a lot of great things, as a matter of fact. As we pointed out over and over and over again, there are things happening on this campus that most campuses would be envious of.
Okay, well, then there's also another report out there. I don't know if it was the I don't think it was WKOK, but I think it was either CBS or NBC, but it sent about another report about Sandusky on a plane at molested somebody.
Well, actually, that Michael Smirkanish irresponsibly yapped about that right before this show began. It was disgraceful to listen to, as a matter of fact. And again, you can't start talking about rumors and innuendo. If somebody wants to investigate it, then come out with a report. Then I'll read the report. But again, to come out with rumor, innuendo, stories, you know, and try and figure out what's true and what isn't true. All I know is that right now he's in prison.
Oh, yeah, but that's what I was saying. No, wait a minute here. And then they said also about the Postal Service because of that, because it was sending letters out or something.
Postal Service is investigating, and part of it too is what's on his computer, and then what was mailed. So there's a lot of angles to it, but the bottom line is this, okay? There's a bottom line, okay? He's facing 442 years in prison. What will all this other stuff do? Make it so he gets 600 years in prison? Seriously. I mean, after a while, certain things become a waste of money. In my opinion, unless there's somebody else they're trying to get. Because trying to get him, it's done. He's done. He's finished. He's in prison for life. He has a life sentence. His sentence is coming up in September. So there's no difference between 442 years. Oh, and gee, we're going to tack on another 158 years for these things to make it 600. Yeah. What difference is that going to make, except for show?
Yeah, just, you know, you can go back and say, well, it was this amount of years. So what? Whether it's 300, 400, 600... I mean, you know, back in biblical times, you know, before the flood, Methuselah lived to almost 1,000 years, yeah. But they don't happen anymore.
No.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I'd like to broadcast Penn State football another 1,000 years, but then again, I think I'm just trying to make it through December right now.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. You know,
I'm trying to get to September 1st.
You're lucky to make it 100, you know. People celebrate now if they make it to 100.
I feel if I get to September 1st, I have an accomplishment. Okay, Dave.
Talk to you later.
It's great to hear from you. Our number 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. Smirkanish never should have done that. Okay? I know we carry him, but I'm sorry. You know, if you're going to... Yeah, I'm not going to let you get away with it. Simple as that.
I missed that one. That was the first time I heard it, so I have to do a little research about that. I didn't hear that one.
I was listening to it online here. I was listening to it right here as I was sitting in the studio getting ready to do our show. It was right at the end. So we'll find out. I mean, that's just another thing, another angle to it. I mean, but that deals with him personally. It doesn't deal with anything dealing with football. It just deals with him personally. So that's his issue. Our number, 1-800-795-9565, Tony and Shamokin. Thank you for my patience, my friend. It's great to hear from you.
Thank you. I'm just looking at these mid-Atlantic states coming out with the academic, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. And you put it together with everything else, and you really got to ask yourself, is this really about Sandusky? What else is going on here?
A lot of people are asking that question, but I do know that the Department of Education is here. I understand that the questions they're asking are fair questions, are legitimate questions dealing with the Clery Act, to make sure the Clery Act was not violated. And if you look at the vast majority of the recommendations that Director Louis Free made in the Free Report, which we read to you that day on the air, we read the 119 recommendations to you, it seemed to me, by perception, that two-thirds of those recommendations dealt with the Clery Act itself and the Department of Education. So I think they're just trying to make sure that Penn State's making is adhering to the Clery Act, that they've gone through records to make sure in the past they've been adhering to it as well, which is very important to their accreditation and their funding.
No, I don't know. I mean, don't these people know anything about Penn State?
Evidently, what I've noticed is no. I watched the president of Oregon State University yell and scream about the culture at Penn State when it comes to football. You know, and I took a minute, Tony. It only took me a minute. It was amazing. But you know what I found out? First of all, I want to say this to preface it. Okay, Mike Riley is an excellent football coach who cares about academics. Okay, can I preface it?
Yes,
Oregon,
sure.
Oregon State has a very good graduation rate in the last survey of 64%. That's very good. Okay? Much higher than Ohio State, much higher than LSU, along the line, 64%. That same survey, Penn State was 87%. So you have the president of Oregon State
talking
about the culture of Penn State football in front of everybody when his graduation rate for his football program, which is really good, by the way, okay, is 23 percentage points lower and has always been lower than Penn State's. Which culture should he be striving for?
It boggles the mind. This stuff gets out there, it gets reported, and I mean, this is my personal opinion, but it seems the BOT, Board of Trustees, they have no fight in them.
Tony, this is what I want to tell everybody. We have a lot to be proud of at this university. A lot to be proud of. We have a graduation rate of 88% for student-athletes at Penn State. The last survey was 87% for Penn State, and it's been above consistently over 75% for football for decades now. Decades.
Right.
Right? And you look at the African-American graduation rate for student athletes at Penn State, it's incredibly high. And not only that, but they're combining it by excellence on a volleyball court, a wrestling mat, a football field, a basketball court, a field hockey field, a soccer pitch, a baseball and softball field. It's happening with Thon, where students come together and raise over $10 million.
Yeah.
I mean, in a weekend. And a person, by the way, was just interviewed on national TV, personally wanted it cut down from 48 hours to 24 because she didn't want kids missing class on Monday. Never was asked that question. Okay,
yeah.
This is the largest student-run philanthropy in the world. They're raising money for, children who have cancer. Oh, what a terrible thing to be a part of. I mean, that culture needs to be changed. I mean, really. I mean, and then you have Special Olympics. All the volunteers in this town, 2,000 volunteers, and all the student-athletes that volunteer here. Live for Life, which the football players put together themselves. They raised over $250,000 this year. They do it by themselves. That's what they do when they get support from others to do so. You also have Coaches versus Cancer. One of the top five Coaches versus Cancer in the organizations in the country that has the Bob Perks Fund, and the Bob Perks Fund is 100% back to the individual with no money going to administrative overhead. Zero. Okay? That's what we're doing around here. We have one of the top agricultural schools in the country. This beautiful state, one of the most beautiful states in the country, that has farmland that is gorgeous and is fertile and is used by our great farmers. All right? And Penn State's been a big part of that. Engineering. Broadcasting is one of the top communication schools in the country. Liberal arts. I mean, on and on we go. Meteorology. This place has so much to brag about, and we ought to be bragging about it every single day.
Exactly. To quote Seinfeld, this is the bizarro world. What's good is no longer good. I just don't get it. It's just completely beyond me.
Tony, I have crisscrossed the state. And I have been telling everybody the same thing over again about all the things we should be proud of. I have crisscrossed this state doing it. Okay? You know, it may not get the same publicity as what Bill did because he's the new football coach.
Well, I listened to that Spartanish. I won't listen to him anymore. And he's been bashing Penn State since day one. And isn't he, I mean, is he somehow affiliated with a law firm that is representing one of the victims?
No, but he is an attorney. To my knowledge, he is not involved with a law firm that might be representing anybody.
Yeah, I saw that in the Philadelphia Inquirer, but I recheck everything I read in the Philadelphia Inquirer. So I was just wondering about that. Hey, well, thanks a lot, Steve. Keep up.
Okay,
the good
Tony.
Work.
Thanks. Yep. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm not 100% positive on that, but I am not aware of him. I know of his firm representing anyone.
Yeah. I'm just saying, we have so many things to be proud of that we should be bragging about. Okay? There are a lot of great college cultures across the country. A lot of great college cultures across the country. That's what this culture has been producing. If I spoke out of turn or misrepresented anything, tell me. But that's what we have here. That is the culture of Penn State University right there. You know, I teach a class. I have 20 students in a class. Whenever I have a football player in the class, I have to fill out a form once a month about the academic progress of the football player. Not once in 7 years has anybody said to me, if I've given a bad report or a mediocre report, hey, help us out on this one. No, it's been quite the opposite. They've gone to the football player and said, hey, we got the report on you. You better pick it up. I've never heard back on the reports. Never. Not one time. I don't have to fill out a report for any other student in the class unless it's a horrible. More on News Radio 1070 WKOK after this.
Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza is having their River Fest of Savings. Choose from over 200 pre-owned vehicles at one location. And they all come with Sunbury Motors' promise. Sunbury Motors researches the market and makes sure their prices are the lowest of any local from a franchise dealer within a 50-mile radius. Pick from 15 pre-owned Escapes starting at $12,943. 13 Ford Focuses as low as $96.21. Sunbury Motors has one of the largest selections of used in through over 30 F-150s. Including a King Ranch 4x4 crew cab for only $13,560. C has 25 pre-owned Hyundais with Accents, Elantras, Sonatas, and Santa Fes in stock for immediate delivery. Sunbury Motors has every vehicle clearly marked with our lowest price promise. So hurry in to Sunbury Motors during River Festa Savings. SMC in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at sunburymotors.com. Proudly serving the Susquehanna Valley since 1915.
Looking forward to next Tuesday night at the Edison Hotel. Come on out. Love to see you out there. And I have, three more speaking engagements, including that one, in the next 8 days.
And by the way, I do have to correct. I did give some erroneous information. Michael Smirkanish's law firm, the firm he's associated with, does represent one of the victims.
In the air from talking about it.
You would think that would be a problem, to be honest. That might be a little bit of a conflict, I would think. But
well, you know, but if it's his law firm, that's one thing. It's if he's personally doing
it. He's not involved directly.
He's not involved directly. You know, he's not the... I think I ought to make a quick trip to Supercuts, but you know, he's the one that's in that law firm that represents him. But you know what? It's a lot. They were supposed to scrimmage today. They're going to postpone the scrimmage till tomorrow. They did a walkthrough today, so that's what they did today. They had a full-blown practice yesterday morning. So that's where they are. at this particular stage in there. And the, one of the reasons they decided to push it back is that the weather this morning here was really rainy, and they wanted to do the scrimmage in Beaver Stadium because they'd like to do a full all-out with headsets, guys in press box scrimmage. So they didn't want to do that in a wet field today. We slip in these little tidbits from time to time.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
By the way, the nameplates for the jerseys came in today.
If you want to see what the road ones look like, they're on our Facebook page.
So, yeah, I saw both the home and the road ones. Look, you know what? You know who really likes the nameplate thing?
Dads.
The kids.
I was thinking dads.
The players are the ones that love it. Well, you know what? There hasn't been a lot of love around them for a long time, so give them something to love, okay? Yeah. 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. Nameplates are in. Saw them today in the spider crib. Karen is going to be the one sewing them on, Karen Caldwell. Bill in Paxinos?
Paxinos.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Steve. Am I on?
Yes, you're on. It's great to be talking with you, Bill.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be talking with you. I have an exception with Tony, who just called recently.
Sure.
Talking to you. He says it's above his, he can't comprehend what's going on or anything with the situation with the mess up there. And where he's wrong is, matter of fact, me and him are very good friends, best friends, matter of fact. Don't get anything wrong there. We've held season tickets since 1972.
Great.
And the thing, the culture up there that everybody is complaining about, especially the NCAA, why is it a culture that we can't appeal anything that the NCAA shoves down our throat? There's no appealing these people.
Right. And that's what comes.
What kind of culture is that?
Yeah, and that's what I find interesting about this. I think you bring up a very good point. I think that in anything that happens, I'll give you an example. Let's go to an extreme example. Jerry Sandusky can appeal his conviction.
Exactly.
I mean, that's a court of law. That's legal. The NCAA not being a legal body, but they have enforced penalties. And I don't quite understand why Penn State is not allowed to mount an appeal, especially after the Curley and Schultz trials are over. If the Curley and Schultz trials don't turn out well, there's nothing to appeal. But say they do turn out well for the two of them, okay?
And the
president. Then there is some, he's not under investigation. He may be under investigation, but he's not indicted for anything right now.
Okay.
But Gary Schultz and Tim Curley are facing trial. Graham Spanier is not.
Okay.
So that's the correction there.
And if they're found innocent.
Right. And what happens if they are, and if they are, and I notice your word was innocent and you didn't use the words not guilty. If they were to be found innocent, then there is plenty to appeal.
Yeah.
And that's the part that's the part that bothers me is that why is it somebody convicted of a crime can appeal, but the university with still more to play out in a courtroom can't appeal in case it turns out in a way that explains a lot of things.
Exactly. Joe Paterno, he was accused. It's actually, as far as I'm concerned, and I don't mean to be disrespectful or anything, because I love Joe and his family and Penn State. But back to what you and Tony were talking about, there's so much to be proud of up there. I mean, I don't know if there's another organization in the world that you can be more proud of, considering their history and what they've done for all these students and for forever. Well, we all know, well, you know certainly more than I do, it's, you know, an outsider, but that we can't even appeal. Joe Paterno's being accused after his death, his family has to live with the fact that he allowed Jerry Sandusky to rape children? How ridiculous. I mean, what human on earth would even think that that would be possible? And yet, he cannot, his family can't appeal to clean up this mess and correct his name, correct all this mudslinging towards him.
All I want in the end out of this bill, okay, there are two things I want out of this. Okay, number one, I just want the truth. That's all I want is the truth. And then after that, we can draw conclusions and judgments from the truth. So I want the truth. That means I need to hear all sides from all angles before I make a judgment myself. And number two, I want everyone to come together as one and push forward and make the next 20 years the greatest 20 years.
Well, we're certainly going to try to do that, but it's hard when you got your both your hands chopped off. You can't grow your hands back.
I understand because, again, this is an odd thing where it's a 6 years. It's a penalty that spreads out over 6 years, but there's a five-year probation. So the math doesn't even add up in all of this. And that there's a lot of parts that bother me about it. But all I want in the end is I want everyone to have their say, that we then draw conclusions as to what we believe the truth was, and then make judgments from there, and then as one, come together, push forward, and try and make the next 20 years the best 20 years, building on a foundation of all the great things I talked about in the previous segment, because the number of great things that have happened here and continue to happen here are things that any organization will be proud of.
Absolutely. What, can I ask you one more thing? I don't want to tie up your...
No, Bill, you have plenty of time. Please, Bill, plenty of time. Great to hear from you. Go ahead.
Could you answer me? I might be wrong on this, but when this was decided by... I keep going back to this, and I'm sorry, because it bugs me, I'm sure, as much as it bugs you. And I have to look at Joe Paterno's doll when I'm talking to you to keep perspective here. Remember the little doll that Arrington had on the front cover of Sports Illustrated?
I remember.
I take that into work every big game. Of course, some of the wise guys in there try to steal it, and then, well, that's another story.
Right.
But on this NCAA sanctions and terrible decision that they made, how many presidents of the other schools that are involved in this voted for this to happen?
My understanding is, Bill, is that I think there are 16 presidents, or there could be as many as 30.
I heard 31. Okay.
Okay, 31. That the vote in the room is unanimous.
Yeah. Not one even thought that it could be something different. Now, what they were told to vote on, I have no idea, but obviously we pretty much have a good idea because we got handed down what the idea was. And to me, is jealousy. These schools, of course you know, Joe, he never really had time for any of the outside stuff with, I mean, he certainly took the time, but when he was in a conference in front of 200 reporters, he wasn't like a Woody Hayes who made fun of them or ran out of the room or anything, but he had a certain amount of time, and then his mind went back to football. And I think a lot of that came out in this where people, because he kind of, in their mind, cut them off. And this is a payback for some of the things that they perceive Joe was. That's what I think it is, too. I mean, I might be confused here, and I'm sure I am.
No, I'm not going to tell you. I think you're entitled to your opinion, Bill. I think you're entitled to feel how you feel. I think, again, I'll just go back in all of this. A reporter did ask me at a press conference last week, has your opinion changed about Joe Paterno? And I said no.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Again, because above all, I go back to what Director Louis Free said at the beginning of his press conference. And I'll also go back to something I said yesterday that I tell my class all the time. What I tell my class all the time is this. When you're in broadcasting, Bill, you know what one of the most important traits happens to be?
Honesty?
Listening.
Oh, okay.
Well, honesty is obviously important. I try to be honest on this show, too. We do try to go that route, so you are correct. That is definitely one of them, okay? But listening is very important. Sure. And Director Free, at the beginning of his press conference, stated there were certain people we could not talk to. We could not talk to Tim Curley, obvious reasons. We could not talk to Gary Schultz, obvious reasons.
Lawyered up.
That Joe Paterno, well, because they have their trials coming up, and they shouldn't really be talking to investigators when they have a trial coming up in case, because they don't want anything used against them. Okay? And they said, Joe Paterno, was our understanding, fully intended to cooperate, but because of his illness and then subsequent death, we could not. That's how he started and prefaced the press conference. And if you listen, that's what he said, which means at the beginning, he admits there are key parts of this that are not complete yet because they could not get the complete picture. They could not talk to the individuals named in the presentment.
Okay.
All right. So, I mean, he admits that at the beginning, but nobody talks about that. That's why I said I want to wait for the trials. I hope that it's a major step in the direction of what the truth actually is, whether it's pro or con. I just want to hear what the truth actually is, pro or con.
Yes.
Then make the judgment. And then above all, with each passing day, take this organization the best I can, the best you can, the best that your friend who called earlier can, the best the cheerleaders can, the best the athletes can, the best the coaches can, the best the university can, the best the administration can. Everybody together is one, moving forward with the idea we're going to make the place greater than ever. We're going to make the years to come the best ever. And then with the truth, have a better perspective on what did and actually did not happen.
Well, I'm all for that. I'm all for that, Steve. Well, thanks for talking to me, and have a good day, and keep up the good work, too, just like Tone says. You guys do a great job. I don't know about Kevin. You know, he's
I'm not sure either. I'm the first to admit it.
No, Bill, Kevin's a great guy, too. I love listening to him, basketball and football, too.
Yeah.
High school.
He does a great job, Bill. Yes. He always does a great job, especially on this show. And don't be a stranger. Call as often as you want.
Okay, thank you, guys. Thank you very much. Have a good one.
Thank you, Bill. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. Lenape Solar Hotline. We go to lenapesolar.com. Anytime we want more information about that great organization, look them up at lenapesolar.com. Beautiful Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummelsworth. Final segment of the show coming up in a few moments here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Welcome back. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. You know, when I've gone out on the speaking trail, I have emphasized the positive out of all this about what this university and the athletic department has to offer. I'm not going to let anybody from the outside dictate the conversation about the positives of this university. I'm not going to allow that to happen. There are a lot of things that are so incredibly positive with a foundation that has been built over a long period of time that work. And as I mentioned, when you talk about a great institution of higher learning, you obviously put the academic part of it first. What they have done, for example, in the College of Communications to ramp this up to now put it within the top five in the nation. And so many Penn Staters are being turned out now that are working either in front of the camera, behind the camera, or happening to be working in play-by-play booths. I think you'd be very surprised at the number. I mean, the number's now starting to rival what you're seeing coming out of Newhouse at Syracuse, what you're seeing coming out of Ohio University, out of the University of Texas, out of Missouri. Penn State is now right there with them because they have changed everything around and ramped it up dramatically. What you've seen in the agriculture department here, you know, even though ag has had some cuts along the way, what they have done over the years, one of the top agricultural schools absolutely in the world, turf grass management, one of the top in the world, right? Then you have engineering, without question, one of the top in the world. And isn't it ironic that a former Penn State football player, Scott Radisic's a product of that, and all the work he's done with all the various stadiums and ballparks across the country and designed at HOK. And then you go to the liberal arts school, one of the top liberal arts schools in the country. Meteorology. One out of every four meteorologists in this country is a Penn State graduate. One out of four. Right, so that's the academic side. And then you get to the social side of it. Oh, do people like that fun here? Yeah, they love to have fun here. Guess what? Life isn't all that serious. So you're allowed to have a little bit of fun, and we have fun here. Whether it's tailgating or frats or whatever it happens to be, downtown, dorms. I mean, you know, people like to have fun, laugh, good time, friends, develop a lot of long-lasting relationships. I have spoken to, like, the class of 58. I spoke to them on their 50th reunion 4 years ago. But then I also spoke to the broadcast group, and that was an interesting reunion because they're all people that have been in the same area of study, even though they're all from different eras and time. But you have that kind of feeling. There's a real feeling on this campus. You know, the housing and food services, for example, the great, you know, the majors they have in that, there are thousands of Penn Staters employed in that area. And then we get to the football, and we get to the athletic part of it. I mean, the overall graduation rate in the latest survey for athletes at Penn State is 88%. Football players was 87%. Right? African-American student-athletes, over 80%. I mean, coming out with meaningful degrees that weren't handed to them. As I mentioned, as somebody who teaches a class, football players are the only ones they have to write up a monthly report on as to where they are on their progress level. And if they aren't progressing properly, I never get a call. They're the ones who are called, saying, hey, you better pick it up. And they'll come to me, what do I need to do to pick it up? And I tell them, this is what you need to do. Never has anybody in the football office come to me once, ever, and said, hey, I need a little bit of help here. Nope. They talk to the kid. They tell the kid to pick it up and get it done.
No basket weaving degrees no. either.
Well, no. No, there aren't. There aren't. Okay? There aren't.
My favorite for years when they used to put the major up was it seemed they didn't have anything, it was always American Studies.
Right. But, I mean, and that's that part of it. Plus, they're excelling on the pitch, on the field, on the courts, winning national championships, Big Ten championships, things like that. I mean, there's so many things to be proud of. And then we get to the social part, which we've reiterated over and over again. What other campus has fun? Lift for Life, you know, Coaches versus Cancer, Pink Zone game. I inadvertently keep leaving the Pink Zone out. They raised over $200,000 this year at that Lady Lyme Pink Zone game. Special Olympics. Let's see now. Pink Zone helps out cancer patients. Lift for Life, kidney cancer, right? FON, pediatric cancer. Special Olympics helps out those who didn't get the best lot in life. 2,000 volunteers show up. Athletes all over the place. I see Lady Lions and men's basketball players refereeing games, football players marching in the opening ceremonies, signing every shirt that they possibly can, helping out at the closing ceremonies, helping out in the Olympic Village. You know, giving back. Constantly giving back. You have a community and a culture of giving back and putting forth tremendous efforts to help people who have less than they do. And that's not just the athletes. That's the culture of the campus of Penn State University, where they work hard on academics in the majors I talked about. And there are many, many other majors. I mean, some of the top forestry graduates in the country come from here. I mean, on and on and on with chemical engineers, on and on and on we can go. Look at what Terry Pegula, has accomplished in his life. The Penn State graduate. Well, that's what I've emphasized across the state. and in other states, because I've spoken out of state as well. The positives here are the foundation for a great future. And once we get to the truth, the future is going to look even brighter.